It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, Americans know that more American-made products sold in the United States is the key to a successful future for America. If all of us continue to focus on an equal balance between domestic and imported products, this would benefit American workers and our entire nation. Many of our supporters report that they can clearly see that items formerly made in the United States with well-known brand names are now listed as made in foreign countries. This is unfortunate, and it represents the failure of leadership at many levels in the United States to keep industries and jobs in America for the well-being of American workers. Getting businesses to expand or relocate in the United States requires business leaders, elected officials, and the American people to work toward reducing taxes and unnecessary regulations, which have encouraged America's businesses to locate their production facilities outside of America. New policies presented by America's leaders to help restore production in America would help expand the industries making what Americans purchase most often and would help the United States return to its former status as a major manufacturer of products. We also ask that you support your local businesses throughout the year and during National Small Business Weekend, which is always the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of each month. Be sure to let your local store owners and workers know that you're a supporter of American-made products and ask them to request more American-made items from their suppliers so businesses in America can produce more and keep more of our fellow Americans employed. Thanks for spreading the word, and we welcome your comments and suggestions. Email them to michael@americanworkersradio.com. This is Michael Blehosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcasts from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.